last time on Paint It Black.
That's an upbeat. That's a sad one.
Not that sad. Most
the dudes got killed by bees.
Yeah, but bro, that's not sad. We're pro bee here.
Yeah.
Our people use 2 pinches of.
Using way too much cumin.
You don't know how to make a gumbo.
What the fuck was that accent? Jar Jar Binks? You also don't know how to make a gumbo. Funkmaster Flex. Trapped in the ladies' room.
Weird. Like R. Kelly in a closet?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, get to the fucking hook, Funkmaster.
All right. I'm pretty sure that when he was taking his shit, he kept sliding that pull back in.
I want to say that I don't have that kind of... There's no way once it's, like, out that I'm sucking it back in my butthole.
Yeah. Yeah, then he sits on the toilet backwards and goes, remix!
Let's say they wake up Walt Disney tomorrow. He's going to have incredible future shock.
He sees Arab people like, who are these?
What is this color?
What's this? I don't know why he went Mario there, but yeah.
It's me, Walt! What's up with other Jews?
He walks in and he just sees, like, all these Italian guys like... Oh my god, all these Dagos. Like, at least there's no blacks and Jews. Like, don't go outside, bro.
Yeah. He sees the Jews. He's like, my friend said he'd get rid of you.
Get my friend A.H. on the line.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host.
Warning, incoming guest host.
Hey, everybody.
He's got control. The dark side.
Pete's not here this week. Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. To the left of me, I got Mr. Brian Katz.
What's going on?
To the right of me, Mr. Lou Figueroa.
Yo, yo.
And I, of course, am your host.
With that long stare, I thought I was about to get my neck choked out or something like that.
Anyway, I'm your host, Dan Pilkar, otherwise known as Rise Like Phoenix on Paint It Black's other show, A-Squad, defunct show now. Mm-hmm. I was asked to guest host because I guess Pete's got other shit to do.
Yep.
And I'll do my best. I know that I'm known as kind of aggressively jovial, but I'll do my best, man. I'll do my best.
I don't know. You're always a sweet talker when it comes to me.
Yeah.
Lou's smoking hot.
Well, you know.
Something bad about the man.
Yeah. Well.
There's a cop waiting for me. I'm in.
All right. Well, you know.
That's why he shows
I got
up,
one, Lou.
I think
so.
I should get out of here so you guys get to smooching.
That's why you only have to ask Dan once, and he's here.
Lou going to be there?
Anyway.
Wait, Berg's out, but is Lou going to be there?
What have you guys been doing this week?
Just went to the beach today, man. I feel great.
All right.
I understand why Superman's so strong now.
Because of the beach?
Because of the sun, baby.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Sucking up all those rays.
Him and Shania Twain. All right. Lou?
That's not Shania Twain, by the way.
Wasn't it?
Couldn't let that go.
Who was it?
That's a girl who used to date.
So what, is Shania Twain like a fucking vampire? Like she doesn't like the sun too?
Oh, you're talking about the song, Soak Up the Sun, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Lou? What did you do this week?
I don't know. Not much. Just, you know, fucked around. You know, doing what we always do. Comic art, podcast shit.
Hitting that Twitter?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You may have a lot to talk about in the upcoming weeks. You guys got Comic-Con going on, and...
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Nice.
I am desperately trying to think of that lady who sang that song, Soak Up the Sun.
I'm actually trying to remember what the fuck you guys do after I ask you what you're doing.
We do the news,
right? All right. Let's do the news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
It's Sheryl Crow.
Thank you, Lou. Oh, all right.
It was going to be a rough podcast for me because that's the only thing I was thinking about.
I don't even remember who I said. So that's
Shia Twain.
Wow, whatever. They're the same person.
They're interchangeable.
Right. All right. So first news that Lou sent me, which is nice.
Thank you.
I like how you send articles and stuff. I feel Pete doesn't kiss your ass enough for it. He's ungrateful, Pete. All right. So this teen, the parents forced this teen daughter to live in the woods for eating Pop-Tarts.
Why?
I guess she didn't ask if she was allowed to. So she was put out into the woods in a section known for wild boars in South Carolina.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a step before you're out in the woods.
Well, I don't know, man. They didn't mention that, but at the same time, like, I think the more interesting thing for me is that there are wild boars in South Carolina.
Yeah, they're rampant over there, man. That in Arkansas, you get, like, just carte blanche to shoot boars, man.
Disney led me to believe that they're only in Africa.
the Pumbas definitely are in Africa.
I guess.
And they're your friend.
They're right. Awesome.
Lazy. Like, La Hakuna Matata.
Apparently they're dangerous around here, though.
Oh, yeah.
She was only allowed to eat at certain times if she was at the fence of their neighborhood. That's how dangerous this section of the woods is, that their yard was fenced off.
Wait, so this is all over Pop-Tarts?
She was sneaking Pop-Tarts. The parents said that they were walking past her room, and they heard...
Crazy good!
And that's how they knew. They just knew. Like, what the fuck is that, Becky?
So were they mad that... Do you know, just saying the story, were they mad that... she was eating their Pop-Tarts, and they were like, they would go for a Pop-Tart, there would be nothing? Or is she just like getting fat or something like that?
I assume she was nibbling the icing off and leaving them in the plate.
I would fucking... Actually, now that you mention it, she might get the wood treatment too. Like, wait, you're not even eating these things? You're just eating the frosting off?
I hate that. It's gross.
It's like when people eat just the cheese off a pizza.
It's like, get out of my house.
That's the worst. That is the worst. But if you find a girl who takes the cheese off and leaves it, eats the bread, and you get double cheese, keep her.
Is there such a thing? It's like a fucking unicorn.
I don't know, man. Not my woman, I'll tell you that.
She takes your cheese off.
Yeah, she's like one of those, she pulls the slice out, and you know, some of the other cheese comes with it, and you could be nice and put it back, but they just fold it on top of their slice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they try to be sly about that shit.
Someone's getting three-quarter cheese.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's dicky. Anyway, next story. Some bankers got fired for posting a fake ISIS beheading video on Instagram.
Need a loan?
Was it funny?
No, it wasn't. Did you watch it?
No, was it just a straight...
It was just a straight, the guy's pleading for his life, and then a coat hanger or whatever gets rubbed on his fucking neck. It was supposed to be like acting was going to be a exercise, like a building activity for them. But then some douche puts it on Instagram like an idiot.
Jesus.
They all got fired immediately.
Need a loan?
But they feel getting closer.
They were working for the HSBC Bank, and the press office on Twitter for HSBC came out with this tweet. They said, once we saw the abhorrent video released by, whatever, At The Sun, we took the... At The Sun. Shall we crawl again? At The Sun... We took the decision to sack the individuals involved. We apologize for the offense. I enjoy the corporate use of the word sack.
Like...
We just sacked them. Fuck them. You know?
Oh, I get you. All right.
It's pretty old school.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nonchalant. I like that banking. It
means business.
Right.
Sack that guy.
HSBC has been known for taking terrorist money forever, so I don't know why they would be offended by this particular video.
Because it's out there now.
When their main contributors are making the real thing, maybe?
Because it was just dumb.
Copyright infringement on their homies, maybe.
If it was done with better quality, they might have been cool about it. But you said it was like a coat hanger.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was no fake blood or anything like that. It was B-rate at best.
You know, when I babysit kids every once in a while, and they'll want to play like Cops and Robbers or some shit, I always take it like a step further into reality.
Oh, I'll grab some ketchup packets and
they're
stuff.
They're just like, pew, 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 pew. Me, I'm grabbing one and I'm like, you fucking move. And he's going to get it. Here's my list of demands. They love it, though.
All right. Next story. This drunk guy was allegedly found naked in a hog barn. When they say allegedly, he was found naked in a hog barn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just laying there, dude. He was just sleeping there. This is the second time that it's happened. He's known for trespassing in the past. He's 65-year-old dude, Larry Williams Henry.
I can't fall asleep in a hog barn after watching that movie with Anthony Hopkins, or the Hannibal.
I thought you were going to say Snatch.
Oh, that too. But like Hannibal, where he feeds those guys to pigs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They eat his face off. I don't know.
I can't, yeah.
Especially naked?
Yeah.
So wake up to a hog just chomping on your piece.
Like, on your hog?
Yeah.
On
your, hogs.
One of the funniest things that I found a thing was his particular six pack that he was drinking, Ham's beer. H-A-M-M. He loves them. He loves them. He was quoted as saying, "I just like pigs." Like, he wasn't, I mean, like, what are the odds this guy wasn't having sex with?
He likes him.
Slim to none. No way.
No?
He's definitely doing it.
I could see him just being naked and just slopping around in the pigs. And
eating their slop and fucking weirdo, around with
eating their shit and stuff. You know, why not? You know? It's a hot summer day. That's what they do. Maybe he doesn't have any sweat glands, you know? That happens.
I like to think that he basically sat in front of them and yelled at them all night about like how they should probably uprise against the farmer.
Oh, are we doing Animal Farm?
Yes, right. Something like that.
Right.
I'd like to think he built houses for them and then proceeded to blow them over.
he's actually the wolf?
Yeah.
All right. I like it. This one you sent me, and you know, I love video game stories, so I was very comfortable with this one. Yeah. Virtual reality threesomes are coming around. Naughty America, which of course, all three of us being red-blooded males, we've never heard of that company.
No.
But Naughty America has came out with a virtual threesome.
Sounds sexy.
I guess we'll check it out. I don't know what it could be about. But virtual threesomes, guys and girls. The reporter who tried it said he tried being a girl first. That was very creepy.
I imagine.
What does that entail?
I don't know, man.
That's just one step from him going out and doing it. He's just like, okay, if it's cool in virtual reality, I'm just going to stick with it, I guess.
Yeah. Just be a chick at that point?
No. Go with the dudes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
He's curious, and he uses this as like
but
a venue.
I checked it out. It was just the VR helmet. It's like a video that you watch, like a point of view video or whatever. It's not like
interactive or anything?
No, they said you couldn't even look down or so. Like, who wants to have sex and you can't look where you're going?
Hmm.
Well, it's like having a TV strapped to your face.
Yeah. Do they got like some sweet ass like dick attachment to it? Like,
right.
Know,
no, like I think you do. Your hand. I think.
I'm not sitting in virtual reality and jacking myself. No way.
I guess.
You know what's funny? Like,
how long is it going to take? You know, until they get it down. And when they do get it down, like, I have so many questions about virtual reality sex. Like, if you, as a sentient person, meet, like, on Tinder or whatever, a sentient chick, and you guys have sex on virtual reality, does that count?
No.
No, right?
No, because Stallone wasn't down for that shit.
No, Stallone. No, Stallone ripped that shit right off.
The hunka chunka.
That's where I do most
and
of my life.
And the seashells, too. He wasn't down with the
That was,
if Stallone didn't do it, forget about it. I don't want to touch it.
The little sequence, though, that she went through in that movie, like when you saw what he was seeing and stuff, That was like a 12-year-old's like impression of what's sexy, though.
It's very static.
It's like flashes of a naked body.
Like they needed to adjust.
Like the old school porn channel.
Yeah. You had to adjust the bunny ears to get it just right.
Yeah.
It's the future.
Do you think they're going to get to it? Where it's just going to be absolutely like balls on perfect? Eventually they have to.
I think they're not even good with that in video games yet.
I guess my question is, will Lou ever be hearing,
"Wow, Lou, that was so bad. I too am unsatisfied."
I too am unsatisfied.
I guess. And will Brian be hearing,
"Wow, Brian, that was awesome. You really know what a man likes."
Yeah, he does hear that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Would that count, though? Like, if you did a threesome with two dudes, you're not gay?
Two robot dudes, nope.
No?
No.
I don't know.
Just into robots.
I guess it depends on whether you're wearing a suit or not. You know?
That's a man, son.
You know what? Brian's been talking about sex bots, like, basically since we started podcasting.
Yeah, but he never mentioned female or male, right? Did he?
No. It's always been ambiguous.
Well, first of all, you got to throw something out there for the ladies.
So
we'll throw like a couple miles out there for the men. The females.
throw a little pipe out there for the virtual fellas.
"Wow, Brian, that was awesome. You really know what a man likes."
That also sounded like a British dude.
Thank you, sex bot.
He likes foreign.
He was Australian.
Same shit. Right?
It's an Australian developer.
Okay.
Like, can I sound like something else, please? Too proper.
All right. Next one. New York City lost the settlement for $750,000 over mistreatment of an inmate's 6-day erection.
You should call a doctor. That's what they say in the commercials.
He wanted the doctors. They told him no.
You got to treat that dick right.
Sound clip.
Yep.
You got to treat that dick right.
So how much does it cost?
It cost $750,000. See, what happened was this guy took some medication that caused it. It wasn't Viagra or anything. It just happened to cause it. And he asked to go to the doctor, and they were like, settle down, you know.
Whoa, calm down, buddy.
Right. It's not called a hard time for nothing. Get back in there.
Did you write that pre-show?
I thought about it.
I was going to say, it sounded a little too good for...
Anyway, so he's sitting there. They won't do it. He's got a fake chest pains to get into the hospital. He eventually gets in there after 2 days of bitching. So they have to cut it open.
The dick?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They got to cut it open. They put stitches in there. They were supposed to be dissolvable stitches. They were not. Then they got to pull the stitches with no anesthesia after a couple of weeks.
That sucks.
Damn. I guess that's how much it cost to.
When they were like, yo, let's cut
the price
that-
of a dick.
$750,000, but then like $300,000 is going to his lawyer, and he's got to pay taxes. He only got a $125,000 dick. This guy.
Wait, does he? Even though he has the
doesn't
money,
work anymore. By the
does
way,
does he get like a get out of jail free card at this point? Or
no,
no. You can still kill people without a dick, Lou.
What's he gonna do? Like,
what is man,
with that money? Buy
he's just
cigarettes?
Gonna get fat and sloppy like a corgi that got his balls cut.
25 years to life. Oh, we'll take a dick right now.
I would just settle for like. If I'm in prison for life, I guess. Like, just bring me fast
cable
food.
Cable TV at that
bring
point.
Me, yeah, bring me a TV and some fast food every day instead of the slop that
I kinda
the rest
it,
of these guys get.
I kind of find it funny just when he said he had a chest pain. He was complaining about that to lie to get into the hospital. When the EMTs came, he's like, oh, my chest. It's like, why do you got like a rock solid hard on right now, guy? You seems like you're fine.
I love chest pains.
God.
Another one. Churlish. It says Churlish. What the fuck is Churlish? Churlish. Theater goer tries to plug iPhone in on the Broadway set.
Oh my goodness.
He walked up on stage and plugged his iPhone charger in to this phony bullshit. It wasn't, of course, it wasn't working.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what a douchebag.
The ball's on that guy.
Who even has their iPhone out? And you know what? I saw the video of it from three different perspectives.
Yeah.
Everybody's got it out. What the fuck are you doing at the Broadway play then?
Yeah, seriously, Broadway?
Right.
I get pissed if I'm
at the movies
a
I get
movie.
Fucking
yeah.
pissed. Right.
I've definitely yelled at people this month for having their phone.
In your head and then got the usher. I know.
No.
I know.
This last time I yelled at the dude, but then someone else got the usher and I was like, phew. I was alone that day.
Heat
if I was
averted.
If I was with a friend, I would have acted.
All right.
Yeah. I would have been.
If a really tall, big guy got up, he would be right behind him and be like, yeah, you tell him.
I would have been like,
first off,
that guy's
like, it's hard to tell how tall you are with these layered seats.
Go get him, Andy.
What else you sent me? Disney World to remove Bill Cosby's bus from the theme park.
Bus?
Bust.
Oh, bus.
His bus?
Yeah.
The tour bus director.
That shit's been here for so long. He just left it.
It's got all it is a jello bus. Right.
I don't think he's been the spokes. What?
That was the bust that makes me feel good.
Oh, I thought. All right.
Yeah. His bust.
Oh, I get it. Plus, for a second, I thought you were going for bussing makes me feel good. I'm like, all right.
He probably did say that once.
It still makes sense.
That's what he likes to whisper in their ears after he's done with them.
I'm getting tired of those jello jokes, by the way. I don't think he's done jello for like, what, like 20 years? Although, I don't think
he's
they ever got a new one.
He's done three things in his fucking life. One of them was his show, which was forever.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Jell-O. And the third thing was kids say the darndest thing.
No, I'm pretty sure he's famous for one. I've seen him in the news recently for one other thing.
He's famous for kids say the darndest things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess apparently women say the darndest things.
Right, serial rape. Serial rape is what I was looking for, Lou.
Say
that
the
serial
things,
rape was the answer.
Okay,
so here's a story I don't know. I never saw The Room. All right, but I know you guys love it.
Love it.
I know you guys have sound clips. So
I don't even have a sound clip. I just love it too much.
I'm going to let you guys take this one over. I've never seen the movie. Someone trolled the Ask Amy, which is just like an advice column for the news. using the plot of The Room.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
So you guys know the quotes. I don't know the quotes. So you guys got to throw down on this one.
I'll
your onesies.
To read it as Tommy Wiseau.
Okay, see, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's the main crazy Eurotrash character.
And the writer. And the guy who dubbed himself over after the original one didn't sound good enough. All right, so, dear Amy, I have a serious problem with future wife. She has not been faithful to me. I recently overheard her talking to her friend about how she was unfaithful. When I confront her, all she said was that she couldn't talk right now. I feel like I have to record everything in my own house.
Did he get legit advice from it?
Yes, I'm going to read the response in a second. But this is just stuff from the movie. To make things even more stressful is the fact she recently told a couple of people that I hit her. But it's not true. I did not hit her.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds funny.
I'm not sure why she has been acting like this lately. She did just find out that her mother has breast cancer, and that might be playing a role. We still always find time to make love, so I don't know why she would go seeking it from someone else. I just can't believe that she would do this to me. I love her so much. She is my everything, and I don't know that I could go on without her. She's tearing me apart!
Lisa, you're tearing me apart!
And then Amy...
Did he type it all caps? Apart?
No. That's how he delivers it in the movie. He full on, like, both fists, tearing me apart! If you don't know who he is, he kind of looks like the dude from Typo Negative.
Oh, okay.
He looks like Dracula.
Oh. Bram Stoker's or the new one?
Not the fruity one. Like the old, like, Bela Lugosi type thing.
Oh, for real?
But real long hair.
All right. Okay. Well, the new one was pretty good.
Which one?
The new Dracula 5000 or whatever it was.
Dracula 5000?
Am I thinking of Rob Zombie song or am I thinking... In the new movie.
Definitely think of the Dracula.
The new movie where he was like a regular dude and he got the superpowers.
Yeah. He got all like the superpowers with none of the bad things.
Yeah.
That was good.
That sounded awesome, dude.
So what was the...
Well, she gives him some very sensible advice, but it's not very funny. But the writers told him to just shoot himself because she's still tearing you apart. But that's great. It actually got featured in the newspaper as like the top story.
All right, lastly, a story near and dear to my heart. Gamer roofies his girlfriend so he can play a few more hours. I love it.
Thud. Yeah!
I love it. I like thinking of him buying it from the drug dealer, like, you're going to have a good time with this. And he's like, I know.
We're talking about sex, right? Like, nah, I'm just going to need to drug
my
girlfriend.
It's
going to
be sick. Like, how crazy would it be if he was using it to VR that threesome? It's like, I'm tired of this one, bitch. Right. I could have them all.
Man, do you think he was straight with the guy about what he's using it for?
I don't think they have conversations like that, Lou.
You don't got to try to explain yourself to a drug dealer. Right. It's like,
you're buying roofies, and he's just like, let me tell you the plan.
Maybe he's not telling him the plan, but he's like, are you sure this is going to be good for at least an 8-hour Call of Duty zombie sesh?
The guy looks him up and down. And he's like, it'll be good enough for what you
need. You don't got a lot of me, buddy. You're going to rape a girl with it.
All right. A half a drop will get you 20 minutes.
Apparently, she got knocked the fuck out, though.
Yeah, yeah. So let me read it. A German man admitted in court that he drugged his girlfriend's tea one summer night last year so she wouldn't interrupt his computer gaming session with a friend. I put only 4 or 5 drops in his tea, the 23-year-old told the judge. Yeah, all right. What's the big deal?
How'd she find out?
Well,
I mean, not that it's not a big fucking deal, I guess.
Well, no, she...
because
she,
he told her.
Yeah.
He told her the next day. He thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, man. Weird coincidence. Jill's never made it through a football Sunday in a long
time. It's a light bulb one Brian's head right now.
You got to start early, right before the pregame.
Yeah, and the whole issue was like...
It's crazy.
She got knocked out like until not the following day, but like the next day after or some shit like that.
It's kind of good shit.
She was knocked out for like a full fucking 24 hours plus.
She probably was like, what happened? And he's sitting there like bags underneath his eyes like, oh my God. How long have I been playing this game?
She's like, why are you level 50?
You were a noob when I got it.
Where'd you get that armor, bro?
If it were me, I would have, like, after the gaming session, went to sleep right next to her. And then when she got up, I would have been like, oh, what happened to us? Both of us.
If it was me, all right, quick around the room. How would you play it off? If it was me personally, I would have stuck a little gas on the stove when she woke up. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I think I left the stove on. You could have died.
I think that
my thumbs hurt.
He did her a huge favor, though, because if like my girlfriend drugged me when I had to do stuff I didn't really care to do, you know, with her, that'd be great.
Like, oh, dude, if I was going to one of her friends' like baby's christenings or something, and I woke up and she's just like, no,
and
I
roofied you. That'd be awesome.
There's a couple Weekend at Bernie shots of me standing there, and then I get to wake up. I'm like, all right.
And then you get your video game session.
I don't know how you feel when you wake up either, if you're like nice and rested.
No, you're wonky as fuck.
I want to say you probably like, where am I? And then the first thing you check is your butt.
I mean, yeah, if you recognize Rufinol, like if you're just like, oh my God, Rufinol, my butt.
This girl woke up, and she's on her way to work that day, and she's apparently falling asleep on the wheel. Like, so she was still fucked up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She was really roofied up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Guy fucking overdid
it. You know what?
He said 8 drops. I don't know my roof and all, but I think 8 drops sounds like a lot.
Look,
they need to up their production value if you need 8 drops to knock somebody out, you know?
She was only getting 2 drops until she's like, can't you just pause it? Like, it's all like...
Did it like whipped cream in a Starbucks hot chocolate. Just
like drip one. He did the first two real careful. One, two. Just pause it. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
That's not how online gaming works, you stupid bitch. I can't pause it.
I'm playing with other people live. Tell them all to pause it.
How many times have you said that?
Like, are you a mad woman?
How many times has somebody just started blurting out during your cutscene, and you're like, it's obviously not part of the regular game. I'm advancing the story, you moron.
I want to say that they always pick that point to try to talk to you. Like, something like, you really need your attention. Like, oh, well, this build just came in and blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
This cutscene, bitch. I was doing Batman Arkham, and Harley Quinn walks on the screen. I was like, it's Harley, and she's just like, oh, what are we doing tomorrow? It's like, the same thing we do every day. I'm going to work. I'm coming home. You're cooking dinner. We're going to sleep. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I'm going to try to play 2 hours of games without you talking to me.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, I missed the story. I can't rewind it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And don't even think about saying that shit. Because then it's like, it's just a fucking game.
You got to do captions. You got to do captions and block it out like I do and just read it. That's what I did.
I was livid with my girlfriend, I want to say, about like 3 weeks ago. The way the FIFA works is you get into a room, you go in, but if you don't move your controller, it'll kick you out of the game. And if you don't have at least two people, you lose. So our record matters a lot. So I'm like, all right, Jillian wanted to turn the channel. And I'm like, all right, turn the channel. I had to change it to a different input. And it's like pop, 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 pop. And she just keeps going to try to find her stupid, what she's trying to watch. I end up losing it. I'm like, God damn, I'm freaking out at her. And she's like, it's a fucking
game. You need to wrap this up, homie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was wrapping up right there. I was like, it's a fucking game. I was like, what do you mean it's a fucking game? Well, that's all getting cut.
No, it's not. Oh, that was gold.
Anyway, yeah, man. I do hate it. All right, so that's the news.
That's the news.
What the fuck do we do next?
Little balderdash.
Right, we take the mid-show break. There a second.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a quick break, get a few more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment out to thank you all and ask you for a big favor. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Both of us on Podcast Line, because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. Don't forget, tell your friends. Think we're funny? Tell somebody. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get, makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thanks for listening. And enjoy the show.
What up, everybody? It's Razor.
This is Fear.
And MDI.
And we are Fifth Cast, the premier show of the FYFC Podcast Network. Broadcast straight out
of GTA. We like to talk. Hell, we'll talk about anything.
World events and personal stories.
Technology and pop culture.
And once even, pterodactyl porn. Seriously, that's the thing. Google it.
Be on the lookout for new episodes every Monday.
And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
You can also stream all the episodes as well as read our blog at fyfc.ca.
And feel free to hit us up on Twitter at FYFC Podcast.
Bitch. Now fuck your face and back to the show.
All right, that's our new friends, Fifth Cast. Check them out. They're definitely funny. And you know what? I've actually looked up pterodactyl porn. You guys ever see that shit?
Yes.
Well, virtual reality, man.
No, this...
I had a threesome with a pterodactyl and a...
Didn't you guys talk about that in the show one time?
I think we did, because the girl is... She's squatting on top of this dude, and... The guys are, like, legit actors. They're probably trying to make it in Hollywood.
Classic trend.
Because they're staying in character the whole time. Usually, you see a porn that's got, like, a theme.
So what you're trying to say is they have a rock-hard boner the whole time.
Well, what I'm saying is you don't even have to say it's the guy. Generally, it's not like a guy boning a pterodactyl. Like, it's generally something boning a woman.
So the woman is having a threesome.
I think there's very few animal porns where the dog, where the guy is just giving it to a dog.
Yeah. I don't know. Watching this guy bone this pterodactyl is not doing it for me.
But the dude, they were pros. This one,
this guy's giving it to an octopus over in Japan. That's crazy.
No wonder why they went extinct.
But she's riding this one dude.
No, you got to see this. This guy is boning him in extinction. Sorry,
right. So she's riding the dude. The other two guys are getting like sucked off left and right. You know, she's going back and forth. But the whole time they're flapping their fucking wings and going like ka-ka, ka-ka! Like holy shit, man! These guys, they stay in character the whole fucking time.
They're legit.
Yeah. I saw this one Frankenstein porn with a dude, also a pro, banging his chick the whole time, just like,
damn, you are a deviant. Anyway.
No, I just think the weird shit is funny. You never saw some weird shit and just thought it was hilarious?
I never jerked off to it.
I jerked off to it, you sick fuck.
Oh, you just cruising around for Frankenstein mummy and pterodactyl porn.
It was just something that I had gotten
and your
shown.
Belt is cinched tight? Shut the fuck up.
I got shown this weird porn, like, hey, check this out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, and it's some weird shit. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Those pajama pants were around your ankle, homie.
No, pajama pants have, like, the button up front.
Mm-hmm.
Easy access.
That's how you do it? You stick it in there? No, man, you can't do that.
No. But yeah, I've seen it.
It's real. What's next on this podcast?
It's going to be a weird day. Frankenstein porn.
Well, let's start off Monday right. Pterodactyl pornography.
Oh,
something came up. We got a hit.
Wednesdays, two dudes.
Lou looks for his porn like Battleship. He's like, I got a hit. Pterodactyl porn. Holy shit.
That's how I do it.
I'm about to sink my Battleship.
I want to watch two wolves doing it. All right.
I just break out the speaking spell whenever animal lands on.
What do you guys do next? Boulder Dash?
Boulder Dash.
Let's hit it. Boulder Dash.
Let's hear it.
Time to put your kids in the past. In your past now. We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
That finger one more time.
Alright.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past, yeah.
We're about to play Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs. And now it's time to start all again.
And Lou drinks.
Alright. Alright, we're going to do Boulder Dash a little different. Tonight, since there's only the three of us and I'm not afraid of Boulder Dash. So, What we're going to do is, and it's going to have to be fast, so let's not make it a thing. But all of us are going to go. You can't vote for yourself. At the end of the round, you know, Lou, you say, oh, Brian or Dan or whatever. All
right.
You guys get the general gist. By the way, I'm still working on my song for Boulder Dash.
Good.
It's going to be epic. You guys do a lot of singing in your show. So I'm collecting the clips and I'm trying to make a little sound clip. It's probably not going to have a lot to do with Boulder Dash, but...
just to give you an idea of what I'm working on.
Oh, you got something brewing, too?
Yeah, I'm going to make my own song. It's going to be sexy as fuck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We just found out that your sexy is very different than our sexy, though.
I was going to say, was that a ooh, like,
hit it, Frankie.
Or ooh, like, of disgust.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Yeah, you're working on it?
I locked down a instrumental for it.
I worked some. And then I ended up making this musical sound clip about Pete. That's not going to be Boulder Dash. Maybe I'll break it out at the end of the show after we do. Because now you guys have been doing those interludes after the music. Make sure everyone who's listening listens to after the music. It's cut out flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we talk a little extra about something that's not necessarily the podcast.
Pete's going to be sitting at home with his fingers stapled, waiting for... You know what I mean? Like, steepled. Like. Anyway, so it's Boulder Dash time. First one. What is Zobo? The word Zobo.
Define Zobo. Zobo is the name of a scary-ass clown.
Oh, I was thinking that.
Zobo the clown.
It just sounds like a scary clown name.
I could see it.
Zobos. Homeless guys who live at the zoo.
Zobo, all right.
Yo, Zobo, get out of here. Yeah,
right. Fucking Zobo. Like,
when did we get an extra gorilla? Oh, it's
just some Zobo fuck.
It's just Barry.
Dude, actually, on a weird note, that's a next level move from a bum. Just pretend like you're one of the gorillas in the gorilla cage.
That's a
it's like, do you think it's like Night at the Museum at the zoo where like all the statues start moving? It's just a dirty ass dude. It's like, oh my god, is a tablet of Tootin' Ramen all around? Nah, man, that's Frank. He lost his job about 2 years ago.
What a lovely statue of the tramp. Oh, great.
Can you imagine, like, a zoologist or one of the people who takes the zoo carekeepers, I don't know their names, loses their job, but they know exactly how to survive in a tiger habitat, if you know what I'm saying? And they just start living with the tigers.
I think that would work if the dude had a costume.
I get worried about that ever since I saw that grizzly bear man. Where the guy got eaten by the grizzly bear.
The only video I've seen is...
Those are wild bears, though.
Yeah. Is the dude yell at a bear. He basically gave him the...
He bitched him?
He did, like, the fucking... it was the Dragonborn doing a shout.
I don't know, man.
You didn't see that? Some fucking Norse guy was just like...
No, I didn't see that,
and
man.
And the bear just backed
and
off.
And the bear backed off?
Fucked off, yeah.
Nice, man. Yeah. All right.
Must have been that guy from, Game of Thrones, the fucking
mountain. Oh, the mountain.
It was like, ah!
The bear was actually the mountain. They were just taking...
He wouldn't have left, though. He would have beat that Nordic guy to death.
All right. See, I was under the assumption that a Zobo was a retarded zebra. Like, it was just... Look at that Zobo.
It's got crooked stripes. Differentiate? Yeah.
Stripes are like... It's like almost like checkers. Yeah.
It's like, that's a black horse, dude.
He's checkerboarded.
So strange. That's so low. Anyway, my vote goes for Lou.
Retarded zebra. I just like that. What was yours again?
The zoo, the homeless.
My bad. Homeless guy in the zoo.
And I was going to vote for Brian.
All right, Lou gets the point. Ooh. Next one. Who was Charles Monkey?
Charles Monkey was the first dude to get infected with AIDS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he was fucking them monkeys.
He was a flight attendant, right?
We're all doing monkey jokes.
Yeah, right.
Is it really Monkey?
Yeah, it is M-O-N-C-K-E. Monkey.
Chalk the monkey. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say it's a guy who had a seizure at his prom, and that's how the monkey was born. Just start doing the monkey.
They didn't help him until he started foaming at the mouth.
No, I got the idea from that Doug episode, remember? When he was holding his foot as the slug. Anybody? He finally took Patty Mayonnaise. It was like
that is a very deep cut, man. Yeah, you gotta really know Doug.
Whatever, man, I make deep cuts anyway.
You know what? Like, I have one memory of Doug, and it's not that.
What is it?
It's the episode where...
What's your Doug memory?
It's the one episode where I'm like, I can't watch this shit anymore. Where he found the money and gave it back, and all he got was a stick of gum.
I remember. There's so many other Doug memories, man. You remember when he switched up the tapes of him yodeling and he sent his Patty Mayonnaise? Oh, god damn it.
I mostly, like, looked at Skeeter and was like, that guy's black, right? Yeah, that's how I remember most of me watching Doug. Like, is that guy black? I think he's black.
Anyway, Brian. What was that? Charles Monkey. I think I'm just mispronouncing it on purpose.
Charles Monkey invented the game Barrelful of Monkeys.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. He's a serial killer.
No, not the quaint kids game with a bunch of monkeys in a little barrel.
Yeah.
Barrel Monkeys is his own torture chamber type. He's a serial killer.
All right. Let's get some votes going.
I like the monkey killer.
Well, I don't remember your guys' all.
Mine was the monkey dance, and Brian
I was the dude
was the monkey fucker.
Yeah.
I liked the seizure at the prom. That was funny.
Lou.
I voted for serial killer.
Okay, so then I'm voting for serial killer, I guess.
Yeah.
So Brian's got a point. By the way, he was legit inventor of the monkey wrench. So that's perfect.
Damn.
Oh, and wait. Oh, I think I might get a point for accuracy. What do you fellas think? Zobo is what you get when you mate a zebra with a yak.
Yes, I'll give you that point.
Yeah. I'm willing to, because yaks are pretty dumb, right?
Yeah. I'd like to see that, man. Somebody Google that joint.
A bad rap right there. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know, man. I know they talk back.
Didn't Ren and Stimpy have some yak thing?
I think yaks are just stupid, man. They're big and bulky.
The quilted yaksmen or some shit.
Yeah, they were dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the fireman. All firemen are dumb as fuck. Remember, he's like, this cat is obviously a fucking Dalmatian.
Right.
All right. What are the abbreviations? O-T-F-C stand for.
O-T-F-C?
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to go first because I'm reading it. It's not... That's the one thing I'll cheat on.
All right, can I go or?
Yeah, if you want. Is that what you want?
That's your girl calls you. She's asking what you're doing. You're OTFC. You're on the fucking couch.
All right. I didn't have a thought in my head, but as soon as he said your girl called you, I was like, oh, that fucking cunt. But not with my girl. I just saw. I thought you were doing something.
Oh, wow.
So I guess that's my answer.
I think they link. It's OTFC's calling.
Yeah, she's calling. Did you switch the laundry like I said? Oh, that fucking cut him on the fucking couch. Lou knows my pain. Lou knows.
I have gotten the laundry call.
Right.
You called for this?
You know, I've been washing the bed sheets. We're going to be sleeping with no bed sheets. You're like, fuck. Anyway, Brian.
It's actually a business. It's the Our Time Friendly Cuddler. It's just a person who comes to your house and, you know, give them money.
Okay.
Just, you know, give it a little hug.
A little snuggle?
A little snuggle, man. Some people don't got that snuggle.
That's nice, man. I like that. I'll give the point to Lou.
I'll go Lou.
Oh, thank you. I was going to vote for you, man. The cunt.
All right, then. I was gonna vote for you, man. The cunt.
You said it, bro. You
went
fuck there.
You. It's on now. All right. What is the movie? It Fell from the Sky. Oh, by the way, OTS. What was it? OTFC is the official Three Stooges fan club. They dropped the S.
Right.
The official. Three fan club? Where's the S? The S of Stooges is not like the or A. Like, right. You can't, that's
you
a major part.
You gotta say Stooges.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the initials? OTSF. Right. No. It Fell from the Sky.
It's a movie about a strip club. And basically, they make it rain there a lot, and it just keeps falling from the sky. These strippers, they get theirs. You know, it's deeper than that, but I don't care to watch it.
Oh, all right. You didn't. It's a movie you didn't watch.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't look that great.
Just saw the trailer,
just the preview.
It was made by Ja Rule and Murder Inc. Oh, I was like, this I wouldn't watch. Is probably gonna be pretty bad.
Oh man! All right, It Fell from the Sky is about a dude who got clobbered in the head with a golf ball.
Oh, right.
And he went daffy after that. The Adventures is of this dude.
After that, it was more or less like Regarding Henry. Just get him back to where he was.
He helped his brother play
it was like
Beat Blackjack.
It was like Rain Man, only
yeah,
he wasn't very good at stuff.
Okay. Right. It just took him a long time to scoop ice cream.
Right. Teach him how to, like, sign his name again.
Exactly.
Okay, Brian was halfway correct. It Fell from the Sky, in my estimation, was a Ja Rule thing after that Rugrats movie. It was about his career. He was way up there.
And was he way up there, though?
He was pretty high up there for him.
I think
he was only, as high as he could be.
I thought the only reason he was up there at all was because people were like, is that DMX?
He and was at the apex that he could be, yeah, and then it
until
was
they found out it wasn't him.
No, it's literally you could do a timeline. It's the exact second everyone heard the story of 50 Cent slapping him in the face,
getting his chain. Yeah.
That's exactly where he felt like you can't rap about shit he about 50. His, you got to kill 50 after that.
No. All right, Brian, vote.
What was your guys again?
Mine was the Ja Rule story.
Golf ball.
Golf ball to the noggin.
What was your shit again?
A stripper.
The strip club.
It was a Ja Rule joint. It was Ja Rule's first joint.
Ja Rule. You know what? I'm not sure you would have said Ja Rule if he didn't say the strip club.
I probably wouldn't.
So I'm going to give you the point. My vote.
I'm shocked. Ja Rule's shocked I mentioned Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's trending, baby.
He's so...
I'll give it to Brian.
Low on the poll. He will, if he heard this, he would probably fire back.
You guys don't know 50? No. All right. Yeah, I'll beef with you guys.
Right. Fuck it. I'm signing online. Ja Rule, you really gotta get up on. Get that landline working. Baby, what's my AOL account? I forget.
That's murder.
Get one of those free CDs rolling. I got beef.
Give me one of those free 2-hour CDs.
Have we used our free hour in Netscape yet? Or Net Zero. Or
yeah, we used it.
So the
what?
All right, so the answer
it's murder.
The answer to this question was Ja Rule's chumpish.
Yeah, Ja Rule, you're a chump.
Calling you out, son. Should I legit try to start like a beef with him?
Yeah, definitely.
Just go on Twitter.
I'll go knock on his fucking door.
It's only going to be good for both of you getting that publicity.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Was it Painted Blacks?
Painted Black, they got over 30 listeners. You heard? We got to start that beef.
Did you see like the one day that he called into some news show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Who the fuck cares what Ja Rule was?
It's like, you're watching this?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
There's no way any respectable news show put Ja Rule on it. He
didn't call in. He was in there as a consultant, like in a suit.
No. He called because it was like one of them things where you get to call in.
Him as a legit. They were just like, let's go to Ja Rule. And I was like, where are we going?
One of the studio execs thought he was getting his ride pimped.
Haven't you ever seen one of those news shows where you're like, all right, let's hear from the callers, and then
He called in?
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, this happens to be Ja Rule, and then he started on a rant.
Are you sure it wasn't a dude just needed a little lozenge or something?
No, it was Ja Rule.
There's no way that anyone who didn't want to get fired put Ja Rule from one end.
Show you. He's on camera.
Yeah. Well,
remarking on political stances.
If you guys have seen John Oliver, he has so many clips of just violent racist on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Like, what are your thoughts on this? Like, kill the niggers! And it's like, whoa, all right, we're hanging up with this guy.
He's like, and next caller.
They have a ton of that.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, thanks for your call. Next call.
Oh, where did he get it? Oh, from live TV and stuff like that?
Yeah, he just pulls it from, because they don't have time to edit it, so.
It's live.
People yell out crazy shit.
In New York City courtroom, while on a jury duty, it is illegal to
try to convict the Ghostbusters for saving the town.
Oh.
Just stop it, man. They're constantly saving the city.
That red-haired piece of shit.
Yeah, right?
Man ain't got no dick, bro. It's true. This man has no dick.
I've seen it. He has no dick.
I guess in New York City, it's illegal if you're on jury duty. Like, the case is going on, defense is doing their case, and then you're in the box just like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, He's trying to say his shit.
Play the piano? Oh, give it like a soundtrack to the courtroom?
You just do the Law and Order shit. Right, and he's like, all right, back to the cage.
The guy walks in and he's like, dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun.
This piece of shit with a smoochy eye. And right. You're like, what the fuck? He's known as the bitch who stole Christmas. We're like, what?
So the fan gets up, he plays a Seinfeld thing. Like, boom,
doo, doo, doo. It's like... In the New York City courtroom, while on jury duty, it is legal to, I'm going to say, get your lunch from a street vendor. I feel there's been a lot of gaseous feelings. It's just better off in the courtroom with no windows, no fans. Leave that shit to yourself.
So basically, no kebabs or dirty water dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like exactly. Your coworker's like, yo, you gotta stop eating that shit. Yeah. Man. Killing me.
I need to convict this guy.
Of butt terrorism.
Your Honor, this man murdered my nose.
I wanna have a charge of assault on my senses.
This guy farts and he's like, what'd you say, asshole?
Bailiff, detain this man for contempt of nose.
Anyway, Brian, where's your vote?
What was yours again, Lou?
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Mine's for Lou too.
I was going to look for Brian on that one.
All right, that's one card. Do we normally do two cards? Is that what we do? We do two?
Yeah. We do deuce.
No, let's do two cards.
Are we keeping score?
He's got it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
All right, it's going to be like...
Lou's killing it.
Now the pressure's on.
All right, define the word carnuncle.
Carnuncle?
Carnuncle.
Carnuncle?
Like car-uncle.
Car uncle?
Yeah, car uncle.
Not car knuckle.
It is car uncle.
Carunkle.
Carunkle runk.
That's a bitch with an even bigger booty.
Oh, instead of the gadunka dunk, she's got the carunkle.
She's got the carunka dunk. It's too big.
Can you guys use it in a conversation real quick?
That knuckle.
that bitch had the carunkle.
I was like Mark Twain in this motherfucker.
You will suffocate under that fucking thing. Her ass looked like mashed potatoes in a garbage bag.
Like a dump truck car.
All right, I want to say it's one of the many masks that the pedophiles hide under. He's your carunkle.
That's just terrible.
It is terrible. I hate it. I hated myself for saying it.
It's a forgotten racist word from the 20s. A caruncle would be that the black guy who would drive the car and whatnot. Like, you goddamn caruncle.
Oh, like Uncle
you
Tom.
Carl.
Before they had like the driving Miss Daisy. Yeah. It was caruncles.
Yeah. It was a caruncle.
You drive everybody everywhere.
I vote for Brian.
Brian, your vote.
Again, what was yours guys again?
The carunka dunk.
The big booty, and then yours was
the pedophile mask for pedophilia.
I go mask for pedophilia.
Oh yeah, I'm going Brian.
Is it a company or is it just like a one singular? I'm a pedophile rape mask.
No, the man just is just like I'm your car uncle.
Get him a car.
All right. Who was Francesco Lentini?
Just the evil Italian man.
All right. I guess I'll go.
Okay.
Francesco Lentini had a teeny weenie.
like polka dot bikini song. He was a Francesco Lentini.
Teeny
weeny. He was a little Italian guy with a little dick.
Little polka dot Lentini.
And they made a song after him.
All right. I'm going to say Francesco Lentini was that guy who's always twirling his mustache, tying bitches to the train tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's him.
He was a famous magician. The great Francesco Lentini.
What was his trick?
It's robbing everyone of their money.
Nice. Like,
it was devious.
What are those magic movies with Jesse Eisenberg in?
Yeah,
you see me.
Oh, wow, Lou, I'm surprised you knew that. It didn't have any pterodactyls to it.
The wife liked him.
He's about to say the wife walked in on him.
Yeah.
I was watching pterodactyl porn until the wife walked in.
She walked in on him, jerking it to Now You See Me, and she's like, I'd rather the pterodactyl porn. I don't even
You should be more embarrassed with the porn, Lou.
I don't even get where your head's at, Lou.
Man, right. Listen, I just want a little magic in my life.
All right, dude. I like coin tricks, okay? All right, Brian, your vote.
I'm sorry.
How do you not?
I just don't remember going to riffs at the end of them. I'm just laughing.
Mine was that dude twirling his mustache.
And mine was the
he's got a teeny weeny.
But he also the song, right?
Yeah.
The song's really... All right, Lou.
The teeny weeny is funny.
Yeah.
What was yours, Brian? I don't know.
The magician.
It was a magician, but eventually it became Lou hiding porn from his wife with the stupid movie.
My vote would be... Lou jacks off to this particular magician. But I can't give you that stretch that we did, so I'll give it to Lou.
No, seriously, that was my whole plan from the start. It was a big way to get to Lou jerking off to the magician.
He goes to Las Vegas to see the show. He can't help himself. He's like sweating bullets next to Courtney. He's like, I gotta whip it out.
You throw a cover over that.
I told you to bring a jacket, damn it.
I can't wait to find out where that is. Where'd that go?
Alright. What do the initials LGCA stand for? Lou.
Damn. LGCA. It's what the broads say when they have ladies' night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get cocks already.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woohoo, look at cocks.
Lou's gonna have to edit that out, or I'm gonna get a hold of it.
I have the master copy.
Yeah, me too. I have access to the account.
They play that ladies' night song.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a night.
LGCA.
Ryan,
it's ladies getting complimentary alcohol every Tuesday.
Nice, nice. All right, okay. Ladies' night.
Back into Lou songs.
Ladies night.
Oh, what a night.
It's like super deep, right? Like,
it was funny because when you were saying the same thing, like, oh, it's ladies night, and it's like a whole bunch of shit we don't know.
Yeah. Oh, what a night. No, it's a bunch of bitches jabbering, and then the dude comes in with the bass.
Alright, there, bud.
Alright, mine is just general advice, or general just on a weekly basis. That's Lou gets Courtney agitated.
It's true.
All right.
It's very true.
It's just truth. Happen this is true.
Happened this weekend.
I saw the L and I was going for Lou, and I saw the C, and then I was like, I gotta go Lou and Courtney, but I really don't want to insult Lou and Courtney. I went clean. Anyway, Brian.
Sorry. Since you actually finished your thing, you definitely get the vote.
All right.
I gotta go with... Brian, just because I like the ladies' night thing.
What was yours?
Ladies, also ladies' night. The let's get cocks already.
Oh, my bad. I thought you never finished. Yeah.
No, he did the let's.
I vote blue. I vote blue. Let's get cocks already. All right.
My votes were Brian. I liked.
We did go into a song after.
Free alcohol. Yeah, I think that's what did it for me.
Well, most of a song. Well, really, just the opening ending of the chorus.
The important parts.
All right, so. What was the movie Phase 4?
Phase 4? It was a biopic on that guy earlier in the show where he was drugging his girlfriend to go play some video games. It's just a big like caper kind of like that where it's like, oh man, I got to play some games. And Phase 1 was like come up with a plan. Phase 2 was get drugs to knock her out. Phase 3 was get in the right mood. And Phase 4.
Phase 4 is playing
video
game.
Games.
All right.
Phase 4. Phase 4 was about these rap battles that didn't... They just would not end.
Hosted by FaZe.
So, these guys would rap, and then the opponent would be like, nigga, that didn't even faze me. They'd go again. It would take four tries before the dude was officially... He was done.
He got shot four times.
It sounds a lot like mine.
It's like 8 Mile, just, you know, except no one watched.
Remember that show Make Me Laugh? Anyone remember that shit?
Yeah.
There's a dude named Four. You just do all sorts of foul shit in front of him. Nothing phases this dude. That's crazy. Just this dude one time bent over a pterodactyl. Nothing. Guy's still eating popcorn. Anyway. Brian, Phase Four.
Wait, he
the vote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was that movie about that guy drugging his wife to play the
game. No, the vote.
Oh, yeah. I'll vote. What was yours again?
The rap battle thing.
Rap battle. I like rap battle.
I like rap battle, too.
Word. I was going to vote for Brian.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Mm-hmm. This one's worth 20 points.
I'm ready for it.
In Tranquility, Vanatuana.
Stop it. Where is it?
Vanatuana.
Is that on Earth?
Yeah, if we had to pick a region, you think, where would Vanatuana be? Like, what, so I could do something in that region?
Yeah.
It's an island off of France.
Vanatuana.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. Right. A policeman's wife is legally allowed to burn.
Illegally or legally?
Is legally allowed to burn.
Through all of his wads of cash. I mean,
all right. Bitches be doing that. Lou? Keep in mind, we all know Vanatuan is known for their cotton output, I guess.
And many exports, such as Google searches for what the fuck does Vanatuan do?
Right. The number one on Google.
Right. They're legally allowed to burn.
Policeman's wives.
Oh, man. I don't know. Evidence.
Look, my votes were dead.
They can burn.
They can mine, burn. Too.
Haven't heard it yet. I'm sure it's better.
Oh, man.
I wish we could throw out whammies on the show. Throw a little annoyed thing.
Damn.
Motherfucker, you had a dud like a minute ago.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I might have been okay. Solid okay.
Someone get the fire department here. Who's going down?
Come on, Lou. Redeem yourself, damn it.
Oh, God.
In Benetton, a policeman's wife is legally allowed to burn.
The midnight oil.
I was thinking that, but I was like, that's lame.
It is lame. Just you know what else is lame?
They're allowed to burn. That's it. They're just allowed to burn. Like, they're allowed to crack vicious jokes.
Oh, they're allowed to burn people.
Yeah.
You can't even hit them?
You can't do nothing about it.
That's yeah, but the girl's got that kind of thing going on from already. That's why they start a lot of fights.
That's true.
Uh-huh. They kind of have that no filter.
That's well, true. Lately, it's been getting caught on camera where dudes are just not having it.
Dudes are just snuffing bitches all over, but you guys saw the quarterback, right?
It all started when Snooki got knocked out on television, and not really much happened.
No, because then there was the dude on the train who got hit with a stiletto.
8-Ball, my hero.
Yeah.
My hero, 8-Ball.
And then
He
let that bitch have it. There was the other dude at another train station. They were in the waiting area, and this bitch was
8-Ball.
Slapping him.
8-Ball needed to throw it down.
And then he rocked this bitch, and she went through the window of the waiting area. And people were like, what?
There was a football player. He just got in trouble. It was on a camera.
Yeah. Quarterback.
He got caught up with a couple of jabs from his bitch, and then he slapped her tits off, man. He's just like, wah!
I saw that, but not for nothing. I saw the video. He tries getting to the bar, and she's not having it. She's pushing him out of the way from her ass. She's got like a full, like, I'm taking this part of the bar. And I mean, in a crowded fucking bar, you got to take some pushes. You know, if you're the one at the bar, you got to take some pushes. She goes, blah, blah, blah. She says something to him. She grabs his hands to, like, throw him back, and he pulls his hand back, and then she smacks him in the face, and he cold cocks her. A lot, you know, he's claiming that she used the N-word, but
she definitely 100% did.
I don't think she did. That's just, like, a thing that people say when you hit. At the same time, you don't just start slapping dudes you don't know.
No. You think that classy broad who'd hit someone out of for the, you know, that quickly Wouldn't you drop an M-bomb while she did it?
Maybe. I don't know.
She 110% didn't think that guy was going to just cold cock her, man.
I don't know. I mean, like, if you don't want to get cold cock, you don't drop an N-bomb and slap somebody in the face.
That's true.
Well, girls got no filter, though.
Look, I don't know what happened exactly from that conversation. I can't get down on that one. Eight ball definitely handled this business.
You talking about the elevator?
No, Subway. Oh, Subway guy.
Yes, yes. And then there was also that, you seen that elevator video?
No.
I think it was also a professional athlete.
Oh, yeah, dude. Everyone saw that where he
that she Ray got Rice. Rocked.
Yeah, Ray Rice.
She didn't deserve that one, though.
No, she didn't.
At all.
She probably, like, talking about his mama or something like that, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
Bah!
What about when Jay-Z
that
got
was vicious, because she ran into that shit.
Yeah.
He had, that was his 100th problem, man. That was.
Yeah, it was.
He's got 102 now.
He got beat up beside
the Solange in her two fists.
Well, Jay-Z's all... Really, he's lucky he doesn't have a weave, because that would have been pulled right out.
All right, in Tranquility, Venezuela, a policeman's wife is legally allowed to burn Lou's jokes.
I feel that that's... It should be legal for everyone. To
yeah. Oh, anyway.
In Venezuela.
Brian, your vote.
Damn, I already said it.
What did you say yours was?
It doesn't matter if your vote's for Brian.
No, it was between you, like, for one of you.
What, that's one? Oh, they just burned through their husband's money.
Oh, I'll go for the Lou joke.
What do you mean, good spoiler?
He definitely didn't like that joke, but he's like, you know what, I'm going to just sound like a good guy right now.
By the way, I just
didn't care for the, yeah. All right, whatever.
By the way, a carnuncle is a fleshy growth on a turkey or other big bird's neck.
Ick.
Francesco Lentini is a three-legged soccer player from Sicily. Shut the fuck up.
He's got a big dick.
Like, you got to put a shoe on that, homie. We don't have enough short for you. He's like, all right. LGCA stands for Late Great Chevrolet Association. Even though Chevy's still rolling, but whatever. Phase 4 of the movie. Killer ants get loose and turn on the police trying to get rid of them.
What do you mean they turn on them? They're getting rid of them.
They're defending themselves.
Right.
Right. You're right. It's all history's in the eye of the beholder, Lou. And in Tranquility, Benetton.
The ants take over the world.
A policeman's wife is legally allowed to burn her husband's old fishing clothes and tackle.
They must not shower.
Yo, straight up, they're murdering people and dumping them in the ocean. Any suspects that's kind of fishy, throw them in the ocean.
It's legal here in this country to just burn all your husband's belongings.
Right.
Well, you move to a place called Vanatuana.
All right. So, the winner, by far, Mr. Lou Figueroa. Finally.
Finally, Lou. I won like 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not right. When I was in the room, man. Bunch of duds.
It's because you got torpedoes.
Hey, Lou. This one's for you, homie.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so. You rocked it, huh?
I just like the song.
I was hoping that it was like a... Like, you know, you have your theme song.
Why does everyone hope that I make them a theme song? Why does everyone think I'm sitting at home making theme songs for everybody?
Special songs for whoever was... You put it out there, like, this is just for you, man.
Definitely thought at least the name Lou was going to be in this.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'll make them for everybody. Everybody wants them, I'll make them. On to the new segment. Now, you guys don't have a lot of segments after the Bulger Dash. You guys used to do movies. You guys used to do hashtag, I think.
You know what? I got bored.
Yeah? Yeah, I got bored, too, and I was just listening, so.
Why'd you serve him up, Lou?
Anyway, let's try and do a new one. This one I came up with. It's called Million Dollar Idea. Now, I know Lou's a big inventor.
That's true.
All right.
My handyman.
All right. We all have million dollar ideas out there. Money, or ideas that we think that can make, obviously, substantial money. I want to hear them. I want to hear them on the Twitter. I want to hear them on the Facebook. After tonight, I'm really not going to give a shit since I'm not on the show. But I do want to hear it. But starting off, I want to hear what Lou and John, and I almost called you Giant Shock, what Brian has to say. Lou.
Yeah.
Given the public nowadays, what is an idea that would make $1
million? $1 million. Ooh. I'm trying to think of something that's funny. Or just a good idea.
Jurassic Park. But you get the fuck the tiny
only the only the flying ones, right?
Anyway, Lou.
$1 million idea. I don't fucking know, man. Confederate flag.
Uh-oh.
Rub on tattoos.
Ooh. I don't know, man.
They definitely have those.
Yeah. And you know what? Not for nothing. I doubt that guy's a millionaire.
Probably a hundredaire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, people are wild for those things right now.
The Confederate flag?
It's so hot right now.
I don't think so, man.
You don't think so?
No. I think there's... I've seen nothing but on the internet. I know me and you are great perusers of the internet.
True.
You haven't seen all these snuff videos where people are getting just duffed in their fucking mouth for having a Confederate flag?
I've seen a lot of news stories about people being mad that they can't have the Confederate flag.
Oh, I'm seeing guys get knocked
like
out.
Like, last week we did a thing like a dude wanted a birthday
cake. Right?
And, you know, instead he got ISIS dildos or some shit.
ISIS dildos? Yes.
That's where it wound up, the story. But like, yeah, I don't remember specifically.
I heard on TNN they had that flag, the ISIS flag with dildos and butt plugs.
Oh, I know guys are getting duffed up for bringing Confederate flags.
But you know, if you had a rub-on tattoo, you could scope the place out.
Scratch that out.
DJ, scratch out.
And if they don't
right rub that out, she gets hot.
Right, if the audience is, you know, not the proper one, you just give it a good rub.
What proper one would it be, though?
The racist one.
Yeah.
If there's enough cowboy hats.
Hey, guys, we born in crosses tonight or what? Yeah. If you get no, you get crickets, you're just like, joking.
Yeah.
I don't get why it's still popular anyway. It's like, can you imagine then after the war that won us the freedom, people still just rolling like, the Britain flag's a good flag, okay?
I just like
get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's a sexy flag, guys. Forget stars and stripes. Just stripes.
Yeah, I don't even get why people are hating on it. They're losers. They lost. You know, you want to rock the flag, that's fine. You can rock a Chicago Cub flag, too, for all I
speaking
give a shit.
Of symbols that are like should be dead today, we were at the beach, and you know they have the little planes dragging the signs, right?
I love those, man.
Yeah. They
they're awesome.
They had one that was a SWAT sticker in a Star David.
Wait a second. Did you say SWAT sticker?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Or SWAT sticker.
Well, they spell it SWAT sticker, right?
It is SWAT sticker.
Yeah.
It's a SWAT sticker.
It's not a SWAT sticker. That's yeah. Means you, that means you promote the emergency police officers.
Or maybe like...
A SWAT sticker?
A SWAT sticker.
It was a scratch and sniff SWAT sticker.
All right. Well, regardless,
Adolf Hitler is literally rolling over in his bed because he's not dead yet. Because he's still in Venezuela, but still, he's like a saw stitcher,
a pea shooter,
gunbo,
right?
Gunbo. Go back to that story.
Yeah.
They were rolling by that says, you know, with the sign that said proswastika.com.
Proswastika. Today.
Today.
And when I asked you, how's everybody's week doing? You didn't mention that they flew swastika over a predominantly Jewish community of Long Island?
Yo, but the ones that were most freaked out were these Latino people to my right of me. They were like, that's fucked up, bro.
Like, bro, people pointing like when the witch used to fly in on the Wizard of Oz, like, whoa, whoa.
Bro, it 100% was like when fucking the Wicked Witch was zipping down. Everyone was like, oh my, ah!
Damn.
You know what's fucked up, though, man? Those planes, I don't care about, you know, these guys who tell you that they're going to get you the top search on Google and that they're going to change the world, and they set up your Facebook page and stuff like that. It doesn't matter if you're on Facebook, MySpace, if you get television ads and whatnot. I guarantee you, more people even out of hate, checked out that swastika.com from that old school plane flying that fucking ribbon. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the advertising ivory.
I kind of want to check it out just to be like, what is your end game with this website, proswastika.com?
We're all going to check it out.
Yeah. I'm there right now.
Look. Lou's like, yes.
Lou's got his credit card out.
Type yeah. yeah. Like, hopefully they take money. No, but at the same time, they're still going to get our ad revenue. You know what I mean? We're still going to go to it.
100%. Right. I hope I don't get a fucking thing.
Can you imagine it's just some Jewish dudes who are just like, well, we're going to get some ad revenue.
All right, well, here's hoping the first to get it thing viral. I see.
Oh, you are on it.
I'm on it. It's a scrolling thing, a world map. Click to find swastikas near you.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Although it does look like it's like they're trying to bring it back.
They made it kind of Indian looking, like, right?
Right. So maybe
like
they're,
India.
They're trying to like.
Well, the backwards one
it's
is
like gold
supposed to be.
Oh, now there's people in a pool doing a swastika. Like pool sports, but they're doing.
It is. It's like synchronized swimming swastika.
I never seen.
Is that the backwards one? I don't
is
know
that
if
Pauly
it's.
Shore? Regular. Is that. Well, you know it is.
Who's that guy?
It is.
It's Pauly Shore.
I knew there was something wrong with that fucker.
We can't just entice people into this website.
Wait, time out. Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
What? I gotta see what's going on.
And now there's a bunch of brown people with swastikas on their faces.
I don't. I think maybe this is one of those things like in South Park when they were trying to exchange the word fag for something less.
I'm
maybe
still
that.
About that.
Yeah, calling just bikers fags. So you're.
Or even just like,
just making it
like
a,
Kanye West types.
A socially acceptable for a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like when you're just like, oh, that guy's a fag.
Hey, yeah, 100%.
I understand that. No, I don't have the bottle open.
Yeah. Sorry, I got it. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's a fun word to say.
Here's a picture of it. Here's a picture of the airplane sign. Swastika equals sign. Peace plus heart.
Well, it was like a good thing
a long time
the
ago.
Nazis, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's
not.
The reversal of the Buddhist, not Buddhist. Yeah, I think about, is it Buddhist in India? Whatever. It's an Indian
apples
symbol.
And oranges.
It's an Indian symbol.
Yeah,
and that's right. But it's reversed. Look, swastika has one meaning.
Right.
It's not Nazi German.
It's not coming back.
Around 70 years ago, they tried to kill all the Jews and take over the world.
Right. Once you do it. You do.
All right. Well, did you come up with an invention?
What was yours?
Mine was
Swastika Day.
No. Mine was the Confederate flag rub-on tattoo.
Oh yeah. All right. So I assume you'll make maybe $7.50 from Walmart.
A lot of change money coming your way, bro.
Brian, $1 million idea.
Robot son.
That's an idea already.
All right. So
be
way,
more specific.
Okay.
Terminator robots actually destroy banks, man. They would cripple us.
Be more specific, not just a robot.
Right.
Yeah.
Just some robot that just does all the shit you just don't want to do in your life. Like,
you mean like Rosie from the Jetsons?
Yes, please. If there was a real Rosie from the Jetsons.
I was gonna say, are you talking about like a spot bot? Like,
yeah. What are we talking about, dude? Are you going Roomba or are you going full on sex robot?
I mean, you wouldn't mind if it had that capability. It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, love between a man
awesome,
and a robot.
Awesome. Are you, by chance, a pleasure
model? No. Lame. Stupid lame.
You know what's weird? Like, across a couple of podcasts, I've noticed that some of the guys out there are very open about loving the Fleshlight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a little sex toy.
And how do you feel about it?
Oh, I haven't tried it. I have not tried it. But it's a weird commonality among podcasts.
I think it's too much. I think that there's just a certain amount I'm willing to be caught with if I die in my room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need, like.
His worst fear is his dad's going through his belongings and he's just like, oh, my son owned this.
Right.
Great.
All right.
The worst is if they catch you with it, like you put it in the dishwasher or something.
Is that what you do?
No, I don't have one.
Lou, come on, what do you do with your foot?
I think that's how they
air
they
dry that shit.
Lou's got one foot shaped like a butthole.
I've got like a
Courtney's got like some towels outside, fleshlight.
Lou's fleshlight
just hanging up on the line.
Like Sunday laundry.
I've got some tube cleaners.
Lou's like, we have a dryer. You're just doing this to be a bitch.
You can dry that inside.
Clotheslines don't go in front of the house, damn it. You knew my mom was coming over.
Hate is gonna hate.
All right. Well, did we all give answers yet?
No,
you're a sex robot.
Yeah, we sure did.
No, just all every does everything, man. Like,
Brian, that's the weakest. You can't just say robots. And
like, you know what? Like, because I can make feasibly robot tattoos. I don't know what your idea was.
I didn't come up with one yet. I was letting Brian.
Robots, you're not making one.
Yeah.
All right. Even,
if it's a simple robot.
Yeah, dude,
robot.
I can't just be like teleporters. Like, of course.
Time machine. All right. I'll get more technical. I'll get more technical. I want an iPod app that listens to whatever the hell your significant other says and gets cuts all the fat out and just gets right to the point of what the statement means.
Oh, just a word that's just like, Brian, take the treasure.
Yeah, it's just like blah 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 blah. Her mother's staying the weekend. Oh, all right. I didn't really need a lot of backstory, but thank you for that. Thank you, app.
Just says blow up the inflatable bed, and you're like, all right. I don't know why.
There's a lot of words for that.
You know what? I do have a real idea.
Roll with it, man. You
probably shouldn't stay on
here. More than one.
You know Pez dispensers.
I do.
He wants one for his dick.
I want to size it up to fit a can and have some kind of chilling, you know, capability.
I feel
that's
I've
actually
seen
cool.
that on TV.
And you pull back the head and you get another can of beer.
It's like
I would buy that.
It's like a clip like in a gun, almost like pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I would definitely buy that.
Sodas, beers, it'd be great for the man cave.
Right. I don't know if it's $1 million idea though.
It's a niche market because it's probably gonna cost you like over $100. And right. It's definitely for like a man cave type sitch.
I would say, what would you guys put that at? $350.
Right.
No,
here.
I'm saying $350. $350.
He's like physically right.
Physically right next to my podcast chair. Is where it would go.
And it'd be constantly loaded.
Yeah. All right.
Full of beers.
No, but what would you guys put that price range at? $350. I'm saying
with the cooling unit and all that stuff, it's definitely like because
those little beer fridges are more than regular fridges.
Yeah. It's like $300 to $500 item probably with the cooling thing and the custom head because there's going to be a million heads to choose.
Yes, that's why I think it's $1 million. Like you get a fucking Darth Vader, like those guys go silly for that shit.
Stinky, silly over it.
Just fucking wacky for it.
You know, you get like
slap a Darth Vader on that thing,
right?
So like, you know,
get a Batman one or whatever.
Right,
although it's a little weird to
selling like lunar pilsers on Endor.
Yeah,
that won't necessarily be in a man cave. It'd just be in a lonely guy's house.
Right, 100%. Oh, you know.
Right.
Still though, I think it could be a million.
I like the Pez dispenser thing. It's pretty sweet, actually.
Okay, I like it too.
Thank you.
All right, my $2 million idea, breakup service. You're tired of this bitch? You just go, you know what? I'm tired of it. It's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotted Mind. It's totally erased. You're like, I'm tired of it. I'm really going to do it. You call up. Guy shows up at her job. Hey, Amy, it's over. What do you mean it's over? I got to get my stuff. Nah, it's all in a pod outside. We got that. Jeremy wasn't feeling it. Yeah.
Stop.
He didn't want to talk to you.
Stop.
Why?
Awful idea.
First off.
It's an awesome idea.
First off.
You don't have to deal with it. No mess. No nothing.
I think we came up with that on this show before.
Get out of here, dude. Never.
Straight plagiarism.
Yeah. Never.
Yes.
Never.
He came up with, let's make an app, I think, for breaking up.
But right? That's not a one-stop service that's going to get that chick's clothes all out of your house. Or dude, whatever. Girls can use it too. You got a list. Straight. This guy's got a list.
So you're just like,
this guy,
an app, but the
get the fuck out of here. This guy walks straight into your place and just names all the shit that you did wrong. What's she going to do? She's going to argue with some guy in a suit? She's going to be like, no, I didn't do that. Be like, listen, honey, I'm just reading off the complaints. And
like
that's
he's like the surrogate from Arrested Development or something?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Look, you're done. These are Jeremy's complaints. I don't know if you're right or wrong, but I'm just going to let you know.
It'd be funny if it was
your clothes
like...
are outside. We packed them in boxes. So on the front lawn. Oh, you threw my shit out the window? No, we packed them in boxes. We're professionals.
It'd be good in that site if you could pick what the guy's dressed as he gives him the news.
No, full suit.
No.
MIB style.
It's whatever you want to pick. So if it's like, I want
to. And the guy's working the door, too. Don't even bother trying to get back in the apartment.
Wait. All right, so I just want to. You brought this up. What are you dressing the guy up as? Because clearly a suit's not doing it for you.
I feel like a mariachi singer. It's like, okay, like, you know, like he does a little song. It's like, you know, y'all wear
a song about breaking
Amy
up.
Jeremy thinks you're a bitcho.
Yes. Yeah. That would be a popular one with me.
Yeah.
What was it?
I would like a rap.
A B-boy.
Yeah,
a B-boy. We got that shirt with a big gold chain on. Dressed as, like, President Reagan.
Oh, impersonating this, too?
Yeah, just like a Nick Cage.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I can do, like, a Nick
Cage. I'll be back.
I won't be back.
You won't be.
I like it.
I definitely think you need to get a little more flavor with the options. Definitely the dressing the guy up and have him act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Like, Pacino. It's like, we're over! Get out! All right,
what impression you got in you for your breakup guy?
I don't have any, man. My impressions?
Any impression.
You know the one impression I do. Brian's...
Oh, God. It's going back.
This you aren't doing it for me.
Well, there you go. You
coming
can,
full
you
inflatable out.
You can be the tester.
Yeah.
You'll be the preliminary couple.
I'll just walk into it. Right now, I'll walk out of the podcast room. I'll walk into Jill's room. I'll be like, it's over. Like, Brian's penis is down.
I can't see. It's dark in there.
Yeah.
Is that my boyfriend's Brian?
Anyway, what's... What were the ideas? Brian's were just robots.
No. It was an app. It was an
robots
app
that suck you off.
And clean your house and drive your fucking car. Right. They just do everything.
No. My
it's basically a shop vac.
My app was my app was
a shop vac and the new Lexus that parks for you.
My idea was an app that that transformed whatever your significant other said into like meaningful information.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
So it's like blah 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 blah. Take out the trash. Thank you.
Nice.
Then we cut through all that.
That I think is useful.
Lou,
would you pay 99 cents for it?
Nah.
I'll wing it.
Right.
I just won't do it. I'll just
Look, baby, you're right. You should take out that trash.
Like, hey, cutscene. Shut up. Go.
And mine's where the 10,000 idea of. Confederate
flag.
Oh, the
Confederate flag.
And then the much better full-sized Pez for...
Yeah, I would buy
the
that.
The full-sized Pez was cool. Yeah. The Confederate flag, I feel it's...
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
It's a cent and dollar idea, not a $1 million idea.
No, here's my defense of it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when...
Stricken from the record?
That... That racist pizza place wouldn't serve like gays or some shit.
Yeah, I
and
do.
And then they went out of
Chick-fil-A?
Business.
No.
There was a pizza joint that was like super.
Yeah. They went out of business real quick, and they did a Kickstarter and got millions.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they got a couple hundred thousand. I don't think they made a million.
I think it might have been
like 300,000.
Three quarters of a million.
Yeah.
Would you do the full heel turn?
But that wasn't even an idea. That was just give me money because I'm racist.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the full heel turn if, like, you got pegged being racist against gays and, like, they shut your whole business down? Would you just be like, you know what? I'll just be a bad guy. Who hates gays? Give me money. Like, I think at that point, I'm like, fuck the guy. At that point, I have a legit beef with the gays because they just put me out. I take the hating gay money at that point.
If it gets you money and it's just a shtick, like, yeah. I was thinking, like, how can I capitalize on this?
You were thinking that? You were thinking about opening a racist business?
Or just like make a fake campaign like gays did this to me. Racist, give me your money.
I would assume the rape would be
the yeah. Definitely wasn't teaching you how to dress.
But apparently racists have money to throw away on dumb shit.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
and I'm willing to take that money.
Right. Why not?
Yeah.
How great would that be if you flipped around your Kickstarter? You're like, fuck it, I got all the money. Watch me kiss a dude. I don't give a fuck.
I lied. Listen, if the price is right, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel that if I got $1 million from homophobes, I would do it.
Yeah, I'd buy into all the bad. If that guy.
No, what I'm saying is, I would just smooch that dude and then and get $1 million from the other side.
Like if they were like, "Yo, here's $1 million."
Wow, this guy's fucking awesome. Money for him now.
Like if they gave me $1 million, you're like, "Yo, why don't you make the site like proswatsticker.com?" I'd be like, "You know what? Money's money, I guess. Got to do what I got to do."
Right.
Cringing the whole time as I copy paste.
All right. There's a certain point where, like, at first, like, you got your values and shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And the money's climbing. And like, all right, now we're okay. I can ignore. Mm-hmm. I'll be good tomorrow.
Like some guy.
And then you start rationalizing the money. You're like, I can do a lot of good things with the money.
Right. I'll donate it to such and such.
Your life talent is art. So I want to know how much would it cost you to turn your morals away and be like, all right, I'll draw a picture of child rape.
Damn, child rape.
Oh, that's like messed up.
The most moral.
At what price tag you're like, gotta draw what you gotta draw, man. Gotta make a living.
You know what? It would be a good amount, but not like a lot.
I think it would have to be a lot. It depends on how detailed it was, really.
As long as I don't have to sign it or any. As long as it's, you know, no, anonymous.
It'll be known as a Lou Figueroa.
Known as a Lou, because now we're in the millions. But
are we in the millions?
But when it was anonymous, it was like, you know, enough to buy a Toyota.
Let me ask you, if it was
Corolla,
known as a Lou Figueroa, how much?
Known as a Lou Figueroa. I'd say, give me a mil.
Now, what if you had to, if they were like, look, you got to be the face of this movement. You can't tell anybody you don't like it.
If they're willing to pay, you know.
It had to be more money, I would imagine.
Do for peanuts.
$1,100,000.
Are you talking, all right. When you say the face of the movement. Was, you know,
like you have the Che Guevara things.
Yeah, just
it's like pedo. Lou.
Wow. Know,
that needs to be a picture, Pete.
At that point.
To a pedo when the Che Guevara of Lou. He almost looked like, give him a beret.
At that point, like, it's got to be like 100 mil.
Yeah, I don't even think I could do it. Yeah,
you know what? Like, I could do it, and then with that money, then you change your identity. You disappear.
Nah, I never went for the money, change my face thing. You know, if I could change,
I've seen enough movies, man. It's possible.
Yeah,
like Dark Man.
I've also seen Donatella Versace. I don't need that shit either.
I mean, that town where they're allowed to burn shit.
Dan, your profession in life is electrician. How much would it cost you to do a pedophile's basement?
I just wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
We're talking.
If
like,
I thought like a kid was actually like Lou's is hypothetical, you know, like a drawing is fake. Like if right. I just couldn't do it.
You don't want to be lighting the room. He's gonna be raping.
If
kids.
I knew balls on that this guy was a pedophile, he'd
tell you he was making it all.
He would catch it from me. I would probably kick his ass and leave.
Seriously, how much money is he going to throw out?
I would break his eye joint and leave because I'm telling you. If he was just like legit before he stepped in my house, I raped a kid. I'd break his eye. I'd give him an eye jammy.
If I the technological knowledge of it, would take his money,
mm-hmm.
but then set it to like there would be an electrical fire and his shit would just burn up and I'm rich.
Well, I mean like, that's a weird question because, like, who's going to give me $50 million to do their basement lights?
Somebody with a sex dungeon, man.
Yeah. What if he wants intricate lights and he's a known pedo?
Yeah.
He might have to...
Or maybe not lights, but he wants you to set up this fucking jackhammer dildo.
Soundproof walls. Soundproof walls. How much?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
He shuddered.
Couldn't do it.
I said jackhammer dildo.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I would have...
What if you just take the money and then kill him?
All right, here's where we've been.
I feel like you guys don't get. I throw more fists than you guys think I do. Like when I get angry. Like,
actually, did you know that for a fact that Dan's fists have been surgically replaced with little pillows? And a squeaky nose.
Brian's left hand is known as the marshmallow fluffer now. It's just like, that's the name for it. Like, mine are Jake and Jack.
My left hand will give you diabetes.
You've named your fists.
No, yeah.
Jake. And the names he gave were Jake and Jack.
No, they're not. They're not. They're dudes. Not legit. Yeah. Jake, Jack. Brian's are the sleepy maker and
I like that. I knock people out. Boom. Sleepy right. maker.
No, it's because they're pillow soft.
However they go to sleep, they go to sleep. But here's what we've been building up to.
Lou, what would you name your fists?
All right, something epic. Probably something like...
Mini mitts.
Like Leviathan.
Oh, all right.
And...
Schlong hammer.
Something with hammer. That's a good
just
one.
Just beaten up. He's the schlong hammer.
People underestimate the power of a big
schlong. Oh, the schlong hammer!
Yeah.
Old shaky.
Guys, you'll never defeat me, schlong hammer. Oh, that feels great.
Damn.
Old fashioned.
Damn. Lou makes fucking Yoo-hoo like crazy.
Yes, Sergeant. He's over there, passed out. He's all sleepy.
But what's your fucking fist names, man? Your fluffy ears, whatever.
Yeah, Brian, what do you got?
Fluffy.
Fluffing on a sandwich.
Yeah.
What was it?
And fresh baked bread.
Fucking fresh baked bread.
My left hand is women's suffrage, and my right hand is the breaker of chains.
Oh. All right.
I don't believe that for a second, man.
Woman's suffrage, maybe, because maybe you're punching bitches in their face.
Yeah. Also, he does not know what woman's suffrage means.
It means the right to vote. I get that. But, you know, that's what my left hand's called. It's a slapper hand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I don't believe that.
Mine are easy, man. I'm Danish. Mine are Thor and Loki. Thor, the right hand you see coming. My left hand's a tricksy one. I'll throw jabs like nobody's business.
I like those, man. The Norse gods. Those are
when Dan punches
names.
People, it makes little squeak
but
toys.
When the right hand comes out, straight thunder.
When Dan punches people, it makes little squeak toy noises.
Dan expected that joke to hit more like straight thunder. It did not.
Where's my loose sound clips?
It drizzled.
Did it!
That was a good joke, Lou. Anyway, I believe we're drunk enough to go up there.
Wait, but who wins this $2 million fight. Idea?
I definitely do.
What the hell was your idea?
Yeah, I don't even remember your idea.
I don't remember my idea. Like, oh, the girlfriend.
Just the girlfriend.
Oh, no,
I said robots!
The girlfriend sucks.
No. But we voted that invalid as you bit off our shit.
I definitely did not, though.
That was a Brian idea from forever ago.
Motherfucker, I don't listen to your show.
That's bullshit, and you know it.
Dan is actually, he's the census taker in the show, man. He has all the minutes logged. Mm-hmm. He knows everything.
I don't think you know what census taker means.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm incredibly hot.
I walk in, I'm like, yep, three of you. And I walk out.
He's the minute man over here.
That's more appropriate, yes. Mm.
I heard that was your name.
You transcribe every episode.
Look, guys, time out. You trying to make fun that I'm whack in bed. All right, let's acknowledge it.
Right. No, you are.
Word.
All right, so I guess do the plugs there, Lou?
Yeah, so find us on every social media outlet there is.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram.
Let's get us featured.
Give us a shout out. Join the contest, Balder Dash. See if you can beat me. You can beat Reed's Hard Party, and we got some new jams coming out there.
I'm bringing the fire, man. I'm in it to win it.
You'd better
for Balder Dash.
I hope you do win it.
Yeah, and just hit us up. Give us some feedback. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are heard, and give us a good review. We like that shit.
Mm-hmm. And in October, if you're around New York, come see us at Booth 583 at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, though, just a quick question. What do you guys prefer? I like the iTunes reviews. That's what does it for me.
That's
like,
right. That's
with A-Squad, that was my thing.
You know, that's how you get on the, like, the front page. You get noticed.
Right.
That kind of shit helps out way more than people really think it does.
But the review, when somebody's just like, I love this show, that kind of, that was like my pterodactyl for Lou. You know, that got me going. Brian?
I always like to see a little mix of reviews, because I feel if they're just all one way, it's just like them doing
it. It's just like you called your friend, you called your cousin, you called you.
I like a couple bad reviews. If I hear what they're
I like hate. Yeah. I like hate, too.
If there's a lot of hate, then you know people are amped about it.
Right.
Like, right. You know what? Like, if you got something bad to say, at least if it's constructive, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, you know what? We might be able to cut this into the show or something. I don't want to dick around, but you guys get a lot of Twitter love and stuff. You guys should really do a feature on calling out some Twitter love. You know, like, hey, Twitter love to black man.
Oh, true enough.
Who does throw a lot of shit your way.
This is true.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Funny. Hey, some of his are funny, man.
We gotta get him on a show.
Yeah.
100%.
Cool. Dan, before you leave here, while I got you here, what's the deal with your works in this podcast world right now?
I'm trying. I got a new job, you know. I try and do what I can. I'm up till fucking 1 o'clock, and I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It fucking sucks, dude.
Because the way we heard it was, you wasn't doing shit until 10 p.m. and then you were like, "Am I working?" And then nothing for that whole day.
Yeah, well, I've been working, man. I've been working a new job. It's hard. It's hard.
All right.
Matt, glad you came on.
Plus, I come up with the dope sound clips.
Sure. Yeah? Sure. Glad you came on the show. It was a lot of fun tonight.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, man. So send us out, then.
All right. So we all had a good time tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good
so
time.
So from man. Brian, Lou, me, close that fucking door.
Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and it's bitch. So remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Oh, so cursed on the